Well, we're nearly at the end of this edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk, but we wouldn't be complete without Neil Haverson and his last word. So here is Neil to tell us the amazing things he can do with a fly swat, a bush hat and a suction tube. Prepare yourselves.
They say I might as well face the truth, but I am just too long in the tooth.
Well, summer has gone and we're well and truly into autumn. While it's sad to say goodbye to the warmer weather, the transition to winter is one of nature's most magical and colourful moments, one of my favourites. But now we are in November, we can look forward to some dank, murky days and probably a smattering of frosts. Winters do seem to be getting milder and we don't seem some of the big freezes of years ago. Remember 1963 when it froze for months? I am relieved that as we head towards the end of the year, the season of house invaders is passing. One of my roles at Shady Pines is the removal of creepy crawlies, winged terrorists and any other interlopers. Around September, crane flies, those long-legged insects, often referred to as daddy long legs, sneak through the curtains at night and create quite a din flapping around lampshades. I know when one has penetrated the perimeter. "There's a hairy," shouts Mrs. H. "Get it out!" It's as though I've taken some form of Hippocratic oath. Mrs. H insists I preserve life. The hairies are sometimes collateral damage, and so are flies if I can't usher them out of the window. I do have a pretty mean forearm smash with the swat. Beetles have to be encouraged to crawl onto a piece of card so they can be gently ejected. I'm not good when birds get in. Despite my arachnid bravery, I can't deal with a bundle of fluttering feathers. I have to improvise. When a bird breaches our defences, I reach for my old bush hat. No, the idea is not to put it on and scare the living daylights out of it. When the bird settles, I drop the hat over it. Then I slide a piece of cardboard under so it is trapped and can be safely released. There was the time the cat brought in a mouse. Mrs. H grabbed the startled feline and threw him outside. However, in mid-flight through the back door, he dropped the mouse on the kitchen floor. Boy, can they shift! We couldn't catch the blighter, so we built a wall of cardboard boxes, and by shuffling them we finally corralled it. Then it got the bush hat treatment. The spider catcher is a most useful weapon and can be used on other species than our eight-legged friends, wasps for example. It is a tube with a small suction motor. Pop the end over the invader, switch on, and it is sucked unharmed into the tube. Whack the stopper over the end and transport the captive to the outside world. In fact, I don't use it that much for spiders. Over the years, I've developed the skill of scooping them in cupped hands and thrusting them through the nearest open window. As I fling them out, Mrs. H emits a shivering sound as if someone had dropped ice cubes down her back. It's those little perishers that can wriggle free and put on a turn of speed that cause the problems. I've had them escape through my hands and run up my arm. The sight of it scampering round my neck causes Mrs. H to let go a truly blood-curdling scream. So as you can imagine, of all that, the unwelcome visitors, it's the spiders that really faze Mrs. H. She won't settle if she knows where there's one in the room. I must admit that when one of those escapologists has got the better of me, I have rushed to the window and faked an ejection, just so we can move with on our lives. Please don't let on.
Over the hill, now that I have retired, fading away, but I'm not yet expired. Clapped out, run down, too old to say.
Well, Neil, I can honestly say that we never cease to be wowed by your talents.